In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. And we've been talking a lot of college football throughout the week. We go back to Wednesday, we had James Couser, defensive end from Southern Utah, who set the all-time record for sacks at the FCS level. Yesterday, we had head coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Utes. And today, we're going to continue on with the Pac-12 and talk with an NFL draft prospect. He set the all-time mark for career receptions in the Pac-12 this past year. He's wide receiver Nelson Spruce from the Colorado Buffaloes. Nelson, great to get you on today. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. It's got to be a fun time for you. I mean, we talked to James Couser earlier in the week, the defensive end for Southern Utah University. He talked about the combine and pro day in the interview process. What a unique time. I mean, this is something that not too many people get to experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a fun, you know, special time. At the same time, it's also been pretty hectic. I mean, now it's kind of settled down for me now that, you know, the combine and pro day is over. But, you know, when all that stuff was going on, it was kind of nonstop.
How stressful is the combine and pro day? Because, I mean, you're basically performing for quote-unquote experts and team management to kind of dictate your future. How stressful is that?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And, I mean, it's just kind of leading up to it, I was kind of nervous, you know, kind of anxious. But once I got there, you just stay so busy that, you know, you really don't even have time to think about it. So, I mean, it was definitely a kind of a stressful period, but, you know, I feel like I did really well throughout it all. And, you know, at the same time, I'm kind of glad it's over. Now I can focus more on, like, football-specific stuff.
Well, let's talk about your career at Colorado. I mean, you broke pretty much every receiving record that exists at the school. I think you had something like 42 records. I seen a little bit of a production drop-off this past year compared to the year before. I mean, you got off to such a smoking hot start in 2014. You had 105 catches for something like 1,200 yards. And then a little bit of a production drop-off this year. What did you contribute to that?
I mean, I think it was just the case where I got a little bit more attention, you know, because going into my junior year in 2014, I was kind of under the radar, you know, so that I was able to kind of, you know, do my own thing without getting a lot of attention from defenses. But after that year, I feel like going into games in my senior season, defenses were kind of prepared for, you know, what I had. And, I mean, I think another thing was our younger receivers stepped up a lot in 2015, and we were kind of able to spread the ball out a little bit more, so I think that's kind of what led to the slight decrease in numbers.
Recently, over the last couple of years, we've had Paul Richardson on the show multiple times. I know you got to play along, Paul. Here's a guy that goes second round, plays for the Seahawks. Yeah. He's endured some injury problems, but how much better of a player did Paul Richardson make you at Colorado?
I mean, he definitely did. Just seeing the way he worked in the high level of production that he was at. Once he was gone, you know, I knew it was kind of my spot to fill. You know, and I didn't want to, you know, have the team have any drop off from a wide receiver standpoint. So that kind of made me elevate my game, you know, work super hard in the off season so that I could be ready to step into that position.
Yeah, I mean, definitely somebody to learn from, nonetheless. I mean, he's played at a high level. We've also had Coach Mike McIntyre on the show. Love getting Coach Mack on. Give me your assessment of Coach Mack, the job that he's done at Colorado, because I know things have really picked up here in the previous years.
I mean, when he came in, you know, we were kind of at a low point as a program. So what he's done, he's brought us so far. You know, I think it took a little bit for the team to fully buy in, just because anytime you're going to get a new coach in, there's going to be a little bit of a culture change and people are going to be hesitant to kind of be all the way on board. But now I think it's at the point where everyone's on board. You know, and if you watch any of our games last year, you see how, you know, close we are to getting some big Pac-12 wins. So I think this year is going to be kind of the turning point where some of those close games that we ended up losing last year, those are going to turn into wins. And I think, you know, we're going to finally start seeing the bus head in the right direction.
Again, our guest right now is a former Colorado Buffalo wide receiver Nelson Spruce. He's the all-time leader in career catches for the Pac-12. But that's something that's nice to have on the resume, right? I mean, it's such a prestigious conference to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at it now, kind of, it didn't even really hit me when it first happened. you know, looking back at it now, looking at some of the receivers that have played in this conference, it's, you know, it's something, no matter how long that record stands, just to be able to say that I've held the Pac-12 record for reception, you know, at some point is, you know, something I'll always look back on and always cherish.
We're a Ute affiliate station here, so we get to listen to the Utes every Saturday during football season. I believe that the NCAA, the Pac-12, they've done a great job of trying to initiate a rivalry between Colorado and Utah. Give me your take on who the big rival is for the Buffaloes out of the Pac-12 when you guys take the field.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question it's Utah. I mean, we've played on the last, for my 4 years when I played, it was a close game every time. I mean, unfortunately, you guys won every time, but I think it's a good rivalry, you know, geographically, and, you know, it's a good matchup. And it was something I look forward to every year, being the last game of the season. So I think that's only going to continue to grow as a rivalry.
Nelson, let's move on. Let's talk about your possible NFL career. Now, according to what some of the scouts are saying, I love this comparison, by the way, the one I'm going to throw at you, and this one is actually on the NFL draft page, a comparison to Danny Amendola. Now, I see so many similarities between you two. First off, Amendola has been a key slot receiver, not only for the Rams, but now for the Patriots. I think you got a true role as a number two or a number three wideout in this league. Both of you guys, lethal in punt returns. And Danny Amendola was an undrafted free agent, and a lot of the predictions that I've seen for you are anywhere from the fifth round to possibly an undrafted rookie. I like the comparison to Danny Amendola. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a compliment. He's had, you know, a solid career in the NFL, and I definitely see some similarities in our game. I see myself working more out of the slot like him. I think we're both kind of intelligent receivers that can find the open space and, you know, have sure hands and just really reliable all the way around. So that's a comparison I'll definitely take any day.
Any analysis on your pro days or your combines or anything that you have done up to this point, the main strength that continues to pop up is your route running. What have you done to your game that makes you such an efficient route runner, and how do you do it so well?
I mean, I think it's just repetition, really. And a lot of it is almost knowledge of the game, just, you know, lining up pre-snap and being able to identify what type of coverage it is so that, you know, I can get, if I have any adjustments I need to make to my routes, I can do that quickly without thinking, so I can play fast. And then the rest of it is really just repetition, you know, working my breaks and getting in and out of my breaks quick, and just being really precise with all that, I think. You know, I've been doing this for so long, and that's something I've always kind of taken pride in my route running. So, you know, I'll just continue to keep sharpening that up.
Now, we just talked about the strengths that a lot of scouts have on you. Let's talk about a weakness here. They say that quarterbacks know that you can't run by them. To me, that's not necessarily a problem because you're such a fantastic route runner. But, you know, you run, I think, what did you run at the combine? It was like a 4.6 40, right? Is that what you ran?
Yeah.
Okay. 4.6 40. So when you talk about the speed and the lack of the speed, how do you get past that at the next level?
I mean, I feel like I've had a pretty successful career to this point without that, you know, blazing straight line speed. And I think it goes back to my route running, like you said, just, you know, being able to set up corners in different ways, you know, being able to, you know, set them up one way and break in another direction just to create a little bit of separation. And then another part that I feel like helps me out is my hands. You know, even if I don't have the most separation in the world, I'm usually going to come down with the tough catches. So, I mean, that's not really something I'm stressing on. I know that they place a lot of emphasis on that, your 40 time, but, you know, I know I'm confident in my game and I'll be able to be successful, you know, no matter what my 40 time is.
What have the scouts and the team's front offices, what have they been telling you? What's the biggest message that you've taken away from the pro day, the combine, leading into the draft in just a couple of weeks?
I mean, I've had a lot of good conversations with a bunch of teams, especially at the combine. Like I said, the speed was just something they asked me about, but it wasn't really something they were concerned about just because I think my film speaks for itself. You know, I was playing in the Pac-12 at, you know, against some of the best corners and defenses in the country, and I was still able to be successful. So they, you know, they recognized that, and a lot of them said that they liked my game. They liked how reliable of a receiver I was. So I was happy to hear a lot of that.
Did you have any strange questions that just kind of threw you off guard?
Not really. I was kind of expecting at least one or two, but I didn't really get
Nelson, I want to talk to you about maybe a personal preference here. Is there a situation in the NFL you see right now where you say, you know what, I could go in and I could help that team? I would like to play. I would like a chance to play for, blank. Who would that be?
I mean, there's not really. Everyone asks me, because I'm from L.A., so everyone back home asks me if I want to be on the Rams or, you know, since they're coming home now. But I really, I tell everyone I'll be happy no matter where I end up. And I think, you know, with my type of game, the way the game I play, I think any team can kind of use that reliable receiver that's going to, you know, move the chain for them. So I'll be happy wherever I end up.
It's an exciting time for you. Where are you going to be on draft day?
I'll just be at home, you know, with my family and some close friends, enjoying it.
Yeah, hopefully it works out for you. Congratulations on a very successful career at Colorado. I know you've left a lasting legacy there. You're one of the guys that's going to be mentioned in the record books for a long time to come. I know you mentioned that it didn't really hit you being the all-time leader, you know, for Pac-12 as far as career receptions go. Is it starting to sink in now that you're no longer in college, and did it take a while for that to creep in?
Yeah, I've been kind of, these past, you know, a few weeks, been missing Boulder. I got to go back for my pro day. You know, and I was out there for like a week and a half, kind of just, you know, and some memories started to come back to me. It was a place that, you know, I was super happy to spend those 4.5 years at. I'm going to try to get back there as much as I can, but not just football, even just the whole college experience is something that was really special to me. So, you know, it's definitely something I'm going to miss, and always going to be a place that I have good memories of.
Well, Nelson, I'm definitely confident that you're going to hear your name called at some point during the draft. Hopefully we can get you back on and talk about the excitement of becoming an NFL player once it happens.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, like you said, my name gets called and we could talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much, Nelson. Best of luck to you in the next couple of weeks.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on.
That's Nelson Spruce, wide receiver from Colorado, again, making the transition into the NFL. A lot of college football talk. You can never go wrong with it here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we are going to talk boxing tomorrow. Manny Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley, they go toe-to-toe for the third time at the MGM Grand Garden in Las Vegas. We'll bring in our boxing insider, one of our boxing insiders, Calvin Miller. It's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.